What's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network? Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
And welcome to Planet Gridiron Radio here on Voice America Sports, the leader in internet radio. I'm Roland Hill, sitting here with Mike Washington today. Dave is not with us. Dave is probably not prosecuting, but defending somebody today.
Court of law.
Yeah, and for some of you that live here in the Valley, yeah, the show did change from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock because we don't change time. All y'all other people get to hear us.
Right.
Get to listen to us. All one of you. Wags. Okay. Call us wags. We need content. Go ahead, Mike. You run the show today.
All righty. We're going to start it off today with talking about Penn State football program, the controversial items that happened this weekend with the coach, Joe Paterno, and him being fired for what he did and the whole thing that went on there.
He got fired for what he didn't do.
Yeah, fired for what he didn't do and how he didn't talk to the police and approach the right people when he found out what happened. So, I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that he didn't do it.
Right.
But he's being persecuted as if he did it.
Right.
Now, if people are saying, well, he didn't do the right thing, well, he went to his superiors and he told his superiors what he was told by his assistant. It's hearsay. He was just told.
Right. I mean, I think
he didn't see it.
Yeah, the right thing at that time, though, I think would have been to go to the police when.
Well, how is he going to go to the police? He didn't see it.
But he was told about it. He knew it happened.
Okay,
he was aware
okay,
that someone
so he goes,
on his staff did
so,
it.
Right. So he's told, and he tells his superiors, so now his superiors have to go back to the guy that told him and ask him, and then they should call police. Because if you call police, what are the police going to say?
I mean, they probably arrest him, which, I mean...
No, wait. No, hey, wait, let's do it like this. Okay, I'm standing in my front yard, okay? And somebody breaks into my neighbor's house.
Right.
All right. Oh, no, me. Let's do it this way. I'm not at home. My neighbor comes to me when I get home and says, hey, I saw some guys break into Fred's house across the street. Okay, so now I call the police and I say, hey, my neighbor told me some people broke into my other neighbor's house. What are the police going to tell me?
Why didn't your neighbors call?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So go talk to him.
Exactly.
Because what I've heard secondhand information. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think, but with... In a different context, on a larger scale, dealing with 10-year-old kids.
But you know what? Everyone keeps going back to that. I mean, whether, and I'm not trying to minimize the fact that they were kids and they're defenseless and they're impressionable and, you know, here's this big authority figure taking advantage of them. By no means am I trying to minimize that. But I think a crime is a crime. And if it's reported to your superiors or who. Ever. Paternal did not give him the keys to the showers. Paternal did not give him the privileges.
But Paternal, I mean, he's the face of that university. He is that university.
But he did not commit the crime.
He didn't, but by him not telling the police, I think that's a crime.
Why are we talking about Paternal and not talking about this sicko bastard that's running around out there?
Right, I mean...
Why is he out on bail? That's what we should be talking about. Why was he allowed to post bail? Where is he? I hope the judge was thinking that I'll let him out on bail in the hopes that he'll cut his life shorter.
Right. I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I see what you're saying there, but I do see that the other side of it too, where I mean, Paterno, he definitely should have spoke up, said something, got the right people involved.
He probably, there's a lot to be said for friendship. There's a lot to be said for familiarity. Here's a guy that's worked with Paterno for many, many years, and he thought he knew him. And you know, it's like a good friend of mine. I would never imagine he could do anything like that. And if he was accused of that, it would be, no, not Fred. Fred would never do anything like that. Fred, did you do that? No, it didn't happen. Okay, well, just make sure it doesn't, you know, these things are being said about you, you know. You know, maybe we ought to do this just in case.
Right.
You know, give me your keys and this, that, and the other. But I think it was the AD that did that anyway. But I don't think, you know, here he's going to get a paternal was up for a Congressional Medal of Honor. And now they're talking about not giving it to him.
Right. What do you think of that? Do you think he still should?
Well, first off, I don't think he should. First off, I don't think he should have gotten it in the first place, you know, for doing what you're supposed to do. Why did he get a pat on the back? Where did he go above and beyond all duty? You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, I think in his case, it's more the fact of him being at the university for...
He chose to stay
65
on.
65 years, or whatever it
he
is.
He chose to stay on, and he manipulated that system to have things his way. You know, if there was a coach at a university that had a losing season and the AD or the president didn't come down on him, threaten to fire him, or fire them, they would choose to stay there because we all want to stay in the town or, you know, we got family and kids, you know, we want to raise them in the same town.
And he did what he had. I mean, he always had a winning record. He had a great program, recruits.
He's had some bad years also,
right.
You know. But I just think that he did not do it, but we're portraying him like he is the culprit in this, you know. Like out of all the people we've taken the actual guy that did it, the culprit, we're taking him out. We're taking out the AD and everybody else, the president, and we've got one little old man standing there taking the brunt of the storm.
I mean, he's the face of the university. He's the face of that.
Whether or not he's
team.
The face, let's be fair. Let's talk about this guy that committed these crimes. Let's talk about why he's out on bail. Let's talk about what he did, what goes through his mind. What else has he done? You know what I mean?
I agree.
You know, and then let's talk about these guys that lied to the grand jury. You know, they got arrested. They're out on $75,000 bail. Let's talk about them. Paterno, he was told something, secondhand information. He told someone else, washed his hands of it. He's done.
That's what he thought. I mean, yeah, he thought just by kind of letting someone else know that that would be okay. And, I mean, it obviously wasn't. I mean, we wouldn't be talking about this right now.
Well, how do you know? How do you know? You know, how do you know it's okay? How do you know it's not okay?
I mean, if it was okay, he wouldn't have got fired. If they thought that by him telling who we told was sufficient and enough, then he wouldn't have got fired. He wouldn't be talking about this
now. So in 02, okay, in 02, he goes to the AD, he goes to his superiors, and he tells them what's going on, and then they tell him, okay, we took his keys, he has no privileges here anymore, he's gone. Okay, fine, let's get on with life. Okay? That's end of story.
Right.
Okay? But at
but
the same
I don't think
time,
that was done then. I don't think something like that was done.
What, taking his keys?
It doesn't seem like it.
No, they did. They did take his keys.
Oh, okay.
They took his keys.
Well, at least they took his keys from
him taking
showers with little boys.
And they prohibited that.
And this happened in
02.
Oh, 2002.
Yeah.
I mean, how did it take so long for all this stuff to come out?
I have now come out. I have no idea, but I feel that
10 years almost after, like,
I feel that paternal. He told who he was supposed to tell. They took the action. He did his job.
Right. I mean, and even because of that, I mean, there was even a document saying that Penn State's even losing recruits because of this, and certain schools aren't committing to Penn State, obviously, because of Joe Paterno and all that.
And before we get to that, that doesn't minimize the damage that he's done to those lives, that the guy's done to those lives. Don't get me wrong. But...
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It doesn't take away from the fact of what he did or make it right or anything at all. But, I mean, I don't think by him firing was the wrong thing.
Well, I sat here and got warm and got a coughing attack.
So. You're all right.
Let me get some water.
All right. Roland will be back with us shortly. But, yeah, I mean, I personally, I don't think it was wrong for Joe Paterno to be fired because of what was done. And I just think it was kind of weird that it took 10 years for it to come out about the whole fact anyway. I mean, Penn State in itself, they're hurting from this by losing recruits. They had recruit Joey O'Connor, who decommits from Penn State. Joey O'Connor was one of the top 150 offensive tackles in the U.S. at the time, and decommitting to Penn State because of this. So, I mean, not only is Joe Paterno hurting the university in one ways, but in others by recruits as well.
You keep saying Joe Paterno.
But because of him, this is happening.
It's not because of Joe Paterno. It's because of the guy that worked for him. It's because of the coach that had retired and didn't work there.
Right, but I mean, if it wasn't because of Joe Paterno, then he wouldn't have been fired. I mean, obviously, like, his actions or what he didn't do had reactions to it, which is why he was fired from the university.
So why don't they fire the redhead guy, McQuarrie? Why don't they fire him? I mean, the one that saw it. He was 28 years old.
He was an adult. Yeah, I'm sure he'll get fired, too. I mean,
he should have been fired. He should have been the first one that got blown out.
Right. I mean, I agree.
Here's a guy who sees something, goes and tells someone else, and then now everything lies in Paterno's lap? He's the one that's supposed to, he's the god of everything, and he's supposed to prosecute everybody and fire everyone?
I mean, I think that's some of the responsibilities that's come along with being the face of the university and the head football coach, and when things happen on your facility in your time, I think the blame comes along with it.
I don't know. I think they should have blew McQuarrie out if they blew Paterno out, and now that the president's gone, Paterno's gone, I think the board needs to resign. Because at some point, they had to know what was going on also.
To start fresh?
They had to hear. Yeah. I mean, all of Penn State is in disarray right now.
Right.
And, you know, you were talking about their program being damaged. Yeah, it's damaged. Because if I'm a young high school football player, and I'm going there to play for the legendary Joe Paterno,
and he's not there in his program. Right.
You know,
I'm going somewhere else. I agree.
And I also believe that the players that are there on scholarship are shopping. And I also believe that other schools are pouring over their stats right now because they're looking it's like a free for all. They're looking for the good players on their team to offer them scholarships.
I agree. Why wouldn't they?
They're going to devastate their program.
Do you think that Joe Paterno should have been left? I mean, they had one more game left this season. Do you think he should have been left home game left this season versus Wisconsin on Saturday? Do you think he should have been left at least?
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
I think that the way things have gone down, maybe not. Maybe not. One game's not going to hurt. If his reputation is tarnished, then it's done. Game's over.
Right.
So do the best with what you have. Play the game Saturday. And whatever games you have left. And I think if you're a freshman or a sophomore, I think that maybe as a freshman or sophomore, you might be able to find another place to go, but if you're a senior,
what do you do? Or if you're a junior,
You're a junior, you're pretty much stuck.
You got to sit out a year, right? Before you can,
I would imagine so.
You got to sit out a year.
Next year, I mean, this is worse than the death penalty. Their program is so jacked up right now.
Oh no, it's screwed.
Yeah, they'll be playing Mesa Community College out here. Junior colleges. It's going to take a long time to rebuild that program.
Oh yeah, I mean this game this Saturday will definitely have some hype though.
I would say that Penn State would be the job to have as a coach because it's such. There are not many coaches that have been there. They'll shop around. They'll find some big name coach to come in there that'll be chomping at the bit to take over that program. And so it may not be devastated the way we think it is. You know, because if you get, you know, I don't know any coaches' names, but
Urban Meyer.
Okay, is he coaching now?
Florida's former coach.
Okay.
Coach Tebow.
Let's say he goes there. You know, he's got recruiting power.
Right.
He's got a system he could put in place. So, you know, who knows?
I agree. I definitely agree. All righty, guys. We got to take off to pay some bills here. Give us a call in. Our call-in number is 888-346-9144 on Planet Gridiron Radio. That's 888-346-9144. Give us a call. We'll be back soon.
Flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
Aye, Bobby,
I'm starting,
hey,
I'm bigger, faster, and stronger, and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
What's the national pastime in the U.S. in the 21st century?
Are you sure? Think again.
3 out of 4 Americans have made NFL football the true American pastime. It's now one of the fastest growing sports in the world. But how do we as fans understand everything that goes on behind the scenes? Tune in to Enter the League with Eugene T. Lee Esquire as your host. Eugene was the featured NFL agent in the ESPN acclaimed documentary The Dotted Line. And now he takes his expertise to the Voice America Sports Channel. Listen every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Welcome back to Planet Gridiron Radio on Voice America Sports, the leader in internet radio. Enough about Penn State. Enough about it. I'm done with my opinion on it. There ain't nothing I can do about it. It doesn't affect me in my life. I feel sorry for the kids. So moving on. What's next?
Next, we got up, Thursday night game. There was an NFL game yesterday. We had the Raiders play the
good
Chargers
game.
Yesterday.
Good
did
game.
You watch the game yesterday?
Yeah, I sure did. Okay. I sure did, yeah.
I didn't catch it. I saw some of the highlights. The Raiders ended up beating them 24-17.
The Raiders came to play ball.
They did.
They
did.
Raiders came to play ball.
Right. Carson Palmer balled out. He had, 300 yards, 3 for 2 touchdowns, 1 interception.
You know, he looked like he'd been there a long time.
Right. Completely different from the previous game.
Yeah, he looked like he'd been there a while. The way he was placing the balls to these receivers, and it really looked good. Who's the quarterback for San Diego?
Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers. He looked like he'd been staying up late night, which
right.
he said he has because he has a newborn. He's been up late.
Right.
He's got a gang of kids.
Yeah, they say Carson Palmer. He's looking like how he looked in Cincinnati.
Yeah, he looked really good. He looked really good in my eyes. You know, not being that football connoisseur or expert, you know, I couldn't tell you cover 2 from cover 87, you know.
But yeah, the Raiders, they broke a 2-game losing streak and took a half game lead over the Chiefs in the AFC West. So
they are in first place.
That they are.
Yeah.
Palmer
yeah.
threw 3 touchdowns.
But I know we got this outline and we had our production meeting and all that stuff, but you know, we can sit here and we can talk about the job that Palmer did or the other quarterback, and we can read stats and basically rehash what's already been rehashed and rehashed and relive. And if he hadn't have thrown this, or maybe if he'd ate his Wheaties in the morning, he'd have thrown for 800 yards, you know. And you know, I'm not a big fan of that, and I know this is a sports show. And I know we're to talk about sports and football, but I think too much attention is put on what others are doing. You know what I mean? I can't sit here and I can't tell you Carson Palmer did a good job because I don't know a good job from a bad job as a quarterback because I've never been a quarterback.
Well, based off stats.
Exactly. So if we were to go back and look at Carson Palmer, the player, what college did he go to? Did he go on scholarship? What high school did he go to? What was his GPA? What was his GPA in college? You follow me? You're looking
right.
at me. You're looking at me like, what are you talking?
Hell? I see you're getting with this kind of like, what did Carson kind of do to get
well,
to
yeah,
the
it's not just
currently
it's not,
in, right?
It's not. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I
and
see
it's
you're
not
going
just
with
Carson. You know,
right.
it's
I
not
mean,
just
all the successful
right,
athletes,
right.
right?
You know,
kind of the road
I want to know, as a parent, what did his parents do?
Right, to make his son so successful.
Yeah, I agree. You know, when you have kids, you'll want to know that. You know what I mean? I want to know what your mom did with you to get you to understand you have to go to college to be successful in life. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I want to know.
I agree.
Don't get me wrong. I like football. I like stats. I like games, good games, and long passes and big plays. You know, when I watch a game, you know, I don't take the Raiders versus the Chiefs. I don't cheer for the Chiefs or the Raiders. I cheer for the great plays. I don't care who makes them. You know, I like to see people successful.
Be it
offense or defense. You know, if there's a long pass and the
nice
defensive
hit
back
or interception, touchdown.
Exactly. That's what I cheer for.
Right.
You know,
so you're more interested in the aspect of how they kind of got to where they
how their mind
the
works. How their mind works.
I think that'd be very interesting.
Yeah,
just to kind of maybe talk to one of those guys and kind of find out kind of what they did.
Right, I think that's where we might turn the corner here, and we might go that direction. I think we will go that direction. And
stay tuned out there.
Yeah, in coming up with these guys that have made it in the pros. And parents of professional players coming on the show. I think I'll invite some parents of pro players, be it baseball or football, to come on the show.
And kind of show what they did and kind of use that as a kind of a model for.
And obviously they don't have all the answers because we're all different. But they do have some of the answers that are on the test, if you will.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Because personally, I'm guilty of this. I had my son out there at 13 years old doing plyometrics every day. That was wrong.
Right.
Someone told me, don't do that, you know? Then I had leg weights on him, ankle weights on him, running on the track, and he said, don't do that.
Right.
Put him on the grass, you know? So there may be some parents out there that are doing some things that think they're doing good for their kids.
But were you doing that just to kind of help with future, like, developments of them, like, or?
Trying to bring them along, get them ready for football
or for track. An edge on the competition, gotcha.
Well, not really an edge on the competition, but just to be the best that he could be.
And why did they say don't do that, or what was?
Plyometrics will jack you up. You know, it's a hopping, you know, blow out your knees.
Gotcha.
You know, and then the weights on your ankles running on the track, you know, your knees, another thing.
I used to do that all the time.
But, you know, we think a lot of times that more weight is better. You know what I mean? If you put weights on someone and they run, or us, you know, we're going to be lighter and we're going to be able to run faster, you know. But a lot of times that's not true, you know. And we'll get on some of these personal trainers, some of these guys that are training the athletes to let us know, to share with us what it is we need to do as parents to bring our kids along, to help them. Sometimes the best thing to do is nothing.
Right.
Because it's their passion.
Right, you got to kind of let them learn for themselves, you know?
Right, it's their passion, and we can't develop that passion for them. We can offer them
support and kind of ways of bettering it, but, I mean, you can't want it.
Yeah, you got a kid that just loves baseball, but you're a huge football fan.
Right.
You can't force that kid to play football.
I'm going to make my kid play basketball.
You think you are.
Right, he's going to end up doing something completely
ballet?
Different.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes they do things just to spite you.
Right.
You know.
Especially if you force it too much.
Right. Exactly. Now, I know that we were talking about the game last night, but I think this is important. And I think this is something that we need to sell our show on to increase listenership. Because there's so many people out there, so many parents. That, you know, at first I was thinking, you know, the daddy's club, you know, the dad's club, you know, the dads with their kids and getting them along through the youth football and youth baseball. But their mom, there are a lot of single moms or just moms,
right,
you know,
I grew up with a single mom, so yeah.
And she wanted to know, you know, what do I do? Where do I go? You know, do I put him in this league? Should I have him work in the off season? You know, should I have him work over from football transitioning to baseball? Should he be with a trainer, you know, or what exercise should he be doing, you know?
Or for parents who are considering, because I know some parents maybe want to stick their kid in one sport and have them just do that one sport to see if they could maybe perfect or
do
something better. I don't know if that's good to just let them
or
let them experience different sports to kind of see what they like first.
Right, and so then we'll have to talk to some pro players and see if they played all the sports.
Right.
And because I heard someone told me they have a young child's 3 years old, and he says his kid likes baseball and likes golf and whatnot, but he says he has to develop the athlete first.
Before you
he can. He has to become an athlete before, and I don't know if he meant before he chooses a sport, but the child has to be an athlete first before he virtually chooses a sport, be right. it bowling or
before
football.
Anything. Right,
right. You got right. to be
sports,
an athlete.
You got to be
right.
athletic. You got to right. be wanting and willing to work hard and do it. So, I mean,
right.
if you don't
right.
want, I mean, regardless of which sport, you're not going to do good at
and,
it.
So. And you know, another thing, you know, these trainers cost a lot of money, upwards of $300 a month or more.
Wow.
To send your kid, you know, I looked into sending my boy to a trainer, and it was $300 a month, $360 a month,
yeah,
you
that's,
know.
That's quite a bit.
That's a lot of piano lessons. That's a math tutor. Right. You know, here in Arizona, you score a certain percentage on the Ames testing, you know, and you go to the universities for no money.
Oh, wow.
So where do you put your money?
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know about that.
Do you put your money in the academic part of it, you get them up on their grades and the Ames testing so they can go to school for
I think
free?
So. I think that's always should be the bottom line because, I mean, you can always get injured in sports, and then if you don't got the grades, I mean, you're,
right.
you're SOL.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I think always the...
So you would spend your $300 a month
I would spend
on
my
tutoring.
$500 a month on tutoring and developing that
as opposed
aspect,
to developing as opposed the to, athlete.
Right, because right. the way I always look at it, I mean... Athletes, you hear one day, gone the next. I mean, the average life of an NFL player or the average they last for, I think Ray Ellis told me this, it's 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years.
The average uh-huh. of an NFL right. player play. So, I right. mean, that in itself is a fact that shows you that you got to have a backup. You got to have the education. I mean,
definitely got to
back
have a backup
and support
plan.
It. I mean,
yeah.
So, yeah, me as a parent, I'm putting my $500 a month in. SAT.
Okay,
practice.
So now this information, let's say we get a... personal trainer on here, and we say, okay, well, what's the workout for the week? We have him give us the workout for the week, and we take this to our kids, and we train our own kids.
Right.
What do you think of that idea?
I like it. You'd save the money, and you could perfect both. I mean, the academic side and do your...
Dietary, we get a dietitian on, you
right.
know?
I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
Anything physical training, I'm sure you could...
I'm talking money. I'm
yeah,
talking
you
saving
are.
Money.
Yeah.
saving
All
money.
All about that.
Well, the Raiders are in first place.
That they are.
When was the last time they were in first place?
It had to be a while ago.
Do you think that the Raiders are playing strong because of the situation with Al Davis or the lack thereof?
That could have some type of motivational effect to it. I think that, I mean, they got a really good running game.
Or does it show that he was meddling?
Huh? One of the two. I think more they're kind of using it as an inspiration. Let's go out and do this season for. And
they played hard last night.
They did. They bought out.
They played hard.
They bought out. And their running back wasn't even playing, I don't think.
No, he wasn't.
They used. Yeah, Bush was starting. 30 carries, 157 yards, scored a touchdown.
Yeah, the heck of a game he did.
All
heck
around.
Of a game.
All
uh-huh.
around.
But now, tell me this. Raider fans are known to be... rowdy
and aggressive
criminals,
right?
The black and gray.
Oh yeah, did you hear about after the game there was a 25-year-old man stabbed during the fight at the stadium?
Was he a Raider fan or was he a Charger fan?
It didn't say which fan or which side he was
it
on,
always happens when the Raiders
but
are in
coincidentally
town.
When the Raiders are in town that it's always going to happen.
Man, the Dodgers are kind of getting like that, huh?
I know. Dodgers, all the L.A. teams, California teams, keep that in mind.
Well, you know what? The Angels are the angelic, you know? You never
the
hear
angels,
any.
Right.
You never hear anything about the Angels, you know, getting in trouble. You know, the one kid, you know, guy ran into him, the pitcher, you know. But, you know, the Angels seem to be angelic, no?
Right. Compared to their counterparts, the
Dodgers with no money and... Guys getting in trouble. Well, not too many guys get in trouble. They're just high profile.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They're the Dodgers. They're the Dodgers, and they're
get all the high profile athletes.
Yeah. But a kid got stabbed, huh?
Yes, sir.
That's too bad.
Only at a Raiders game.
How do you stab someone over a game?
Their
over
team didn't
a simple
win, man.
Game.
Their team don't win.
They had to argue about something else. But, you know, there are fanatics out there that love their team so much, and they have nothing to do with it except pay their $40 to get in and then spend $12 a beer and $15 for a hot dog.
Right.
So I guess that makes them part of the team?
They feel like it.
How do you get upset at someone else for rooting for another team?
Because they're not rooting for your team.
How do you get so mad that you stabbed them? That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Are we going on break?
We are. Got to pay some bills.
We don't have any bills to pay.
Up next, guys, we're going to be talking about Cam Newton, the future NFL season, and how he's doing this year.
What if you, not to cut you off, what if you had a 7-year, $100 million contract?
Like Albert Haynesworth?
Yeah.
And then
but couldn't get paid. We'll talk about it coming up.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Play ball! If you're looking to talk baseball, even in the offseason, look no further than the King's Corner, talking baseball with former World Series champion Jim Leyritz. Jim's known for a rather controversial stance during his show. He's brutally honest and ready to talk with current and former players, owners, and other key figures to bring you baseball from an insider's view. You won't want to miss a single episode. The King's Corner, talking baseball with Jim Leyritz, is heard every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, welcome back to Planet Gridiron Radio, Voice America Sports, the leader in internet radio. So we're back. Mike, you got the lead today.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Go ahead. You got the outline, everything.
Oh, yeah. All righty. We're going to start it off here. We're going to talk about Albert Haynesworth, who, I mean, a couple years back signed a 7-year, $100 million contract with the Washington Redskins in 2009. He's later traded to the New England Patriots and then was later released by the Patriots and now picked up by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, I mean, what do you think about it? I mean, a player who was signed to a 7-year, $100 million contract from one team was later released by another.
Well, you got to remember, he was signed before that coach got there.
True.
Before Shanahan got there.
Very true.
And Shanahan probably thought, hey, he's not a $100 million player. They're
right.
Silly for giving him that kind of money. And, you know, I believe he's a baller. But at the same time, money changes people.
Right. I agree.
So,
and I think the initial thing was that in Washington, they played a different defensive scheme than Albert Haynesworth was accustomed to playing.
So who cares?
Right.
You're a $100 million guy.
Right.
4-3, 3-4, 8-2. It does not matter. You know what I mean?
Right. And I think kind of that's why they traded him. You know, that's kind of why they released
him. You learn for $100 million, you hit the books.
Right.
You know how to
You learn how to do whatever you need to do for $100 million.
Exactly. You know, so him getting cut from New England, good. New England probably needed to let him go. He probably wasn't performing.
Right.
Let's see how he does down with the Bucks.
Right.
You know,
and they
what I
say
mean?
The Bucks play a true 4-3 defense, and that's what he played when he played.
See, that's the problem with a lot of these players. You know, I play this and I do this and,
only
and I
this
do
scheme.
That.
Yeah.
You know, look. You know, be happy. Feel lucky that you're there.
And you're getting blessed. Paid $100 million.
I don't care if you're getting $1 million. If you're getting $100,000 to do something you love.
Right.
Quit picking your spots. You know, if you go in as a left guard and they say, we want you to play cornerback, well, you damn well better lose weight and learn how to run.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You would think so.
Yeah.
You would think so. I mean, but these guys, they get all this money, they develop this swagger, and they want to do what they want to do.
I'm a safety. I'm not a corner.
Yeah.
I don't want to pick corner.
Right.
You know, I'm a safety. You know?
Right. If I'm in the NFL and I'm getting paid all these millions, I'll play Lef Waterboy, if you need me to, you know, like.
And it's not even, it is the money, but it's the money in the sense that you're being paid enough to sustain your life, you're making a living.
And have the best life
doing
anything
what you love to do.
Right.
Doing what you love to do. That's the most important. It's not a job, you know. 99% of America has a job, you know. We do things that we don't necessarily love to do,
you
know. You tell me that girl checking out at Walmart grew up and was in fifth grade, I'm going to be a checker at Walmart. I'm going to Walmart to work.
Right.
No. The guy that's taking your order at Jack in a Box, did he aspire to be a Jack in a Box order taker?
No, that's not what he grew up wanting to be.
No,
I mean, he pays his bills. He can do it.
Exactly. Right? It barely does that. So when you're blessed and you're in a situation to where you get to do something you love, be it sports or entertainment or whatever, you know?
Be grateful.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So many people forget that. They forget that, hey, I'm on a stage, I'm on a platform that very few get to stand on, you know?
Right. I think in Albert's case, he probably just stopped caring. I mean, he signed a 7-year deal, probably got, I mean, on a $100 million contract, probably got at least $20 million guaranteed. Got that money, was probably like, well, whatever.
Well, then quit.
Yeah.
Quit. Go in. Start running your businesses. Take your $20 million, invest it, get out of the way, let somebody else come in and get some millions, you know? Go on about your business. Go on. Quit taking up space. You know? I don't know. I just think that, you know, if he wasn't performing in Washington, which I think there was a little conflict there with the coach, but if then he's not performing in New England, then there's something that has to be said. Yeah, well,
and he only played, wasn't this his first season with New England? Did he play?
No, this is his first season.
First season.
They picked him up.
Right.
But then for the Bucks to pick him up, well, you know, it may be a different story because I think he may perform in Tampa Bay. Because he will be working for someone different. I believe there may have been personality conflicts.
That could be.
Yeah,
that
you know,
be,
you got Shanahan,
Bill Belichick.
Yeah, Belichick has a way of doing things.
Right, and it's kind of either his way or
right.
No way. So
Haynesworth, he might be that special guy that, you know, he may, you know, well, I do things this way, or, you know, and I think down in Tampa Bay they might have a different system or different way, different approach.
Right.
That'll benefit him.
Right. I mean, Albert, he even came out and said that he likes playing with the Patriots. He said it was a great place. He said Coach Belichick was a great guy with a great system, but he wanted to play more. He wasn't getting the practice and reps that he wanted to in Bill Belichick's system.
Did he ask to go?
I don't think he necessarily asked, but I think Albert, he wasn't mad about the trade. I mean, he figured by him going to Tampa Bay, which is a scheme that he likes more, he would get more practice, more reps, and would benefit him in general. So.
Well, that shows that he loves the game, because if I'm if I'm getting $100 million and it's not guaranteed, I'm going to ride the pine for as long as I can. At least get my 7 years in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I would rather, I mean, the Patriots have always been more of a championship contender than the Bucks. So, I mean, if you love the game from that standpoint.
What do you want? Do you want a ring or do you want a check?
Both.
Okay, well, you want a ring or you want a check? You get hurt. You're out. You don't get a check.
Yeah.
You know, the next year you can't play. You know, you lost a step. We'll get somebody else.
I mean, I think with the Patriots though, he just had a better chance of getting a ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. As opposed to the Bucks.
Well, the Bucks aren't that bad either.
Yeah. No, they're better this year, and maybe with him they'll be a whole lot better. So.
I just hope that's the place for him. I really wish him the best. I really. Hope that he can perform there. He can do what it is he's supposed to do and what he loves to do there.
I agree.
You know, in that system.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Next up here, we got Cam Newton. Cam Newton. How's he doing so far this season? He's got a 2-6 record so far. But, I mean, he's had some great games. He's had, what, I think at least two games with over 400 yards passing. So, I mean, how do you think he's doing this season, Roland? Considering they still have
great.
A... 2-6 record.
I think he's doing great.
He's
I think he's good. Doing exactly what everyone thought he would do, even the haters.
I don't think they would have thought. I don't think they would have thought he was going to do this, though.
No. You know, for all the hate that was spewed on him, I think that he is, everyone in their minds had, he is that. He is all that. He can play in the pros.
Right.
He will play in the pros.
Right.
They didn't want him to.
I think so.
You know, he wasn't a Tebow. He wasn't the guy,
right.
You know.
And they didn't think that his game from college with the offense that they ran would translate
but
so easily.
But it was that guy. It's not the offense. He's just an athlete.
Yeah.
He's an athlete.
I agree.
You know.
He's true athlete.
Right.
Will do whatever he needs to do to win and
be
successful.
He's not a Tebow going doing PSAs and, you know, going giving speeches to the right wing conservatives.
He just wants to play ball.
Yeah. You know, he wants to play ball. He can play ball. Now, did he do some bonehead things? Yes, we all know that. You know, a computer.
Stealing laptops.
You know, well, they say he bought one or received one or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and then you throw it out the window. That was the stupidest thing
he could have ever done.
He could have hit somebody with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
You throw it out the window.
But I mean, considering the Panthers, they were the, I think, the worst team in the NFL last
year. I'll
tell
you what, his dad did it. His dad got him there.
Who? Oh, yeah.
His dad got him there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and for whatever he did. You know, when it comes to your kids and your kids doing something good, you know, at all costs.
Right.
At all costs.
And his dad did. We need to get his dad on the show.
Exactly. At all costs. You know what
right.
I mean? Because that's the way it's done. Look at the guys on Wall Street. At all costs.
Right.
You know?
They'll do what they got to do.
They will strip a business at all costs if it's going to line their pockets.
Right.
At all costs. Look at the NFL. You can't perform anymore, but you're a good guy. We still can't use you. We're getting somebody else.
Right.
At all costs. We want to win.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So what makes it different than a parent at all costs for their kid?
Right.
You know?
Right.
What makes it different? There is no difference, I think.
We will get some answers. We're going to get some people on here and kind of see what they think and what they did for their children to be so successful. So look for that coming up, Voice of America.
You betcha. You betcha.
I even thought it was an interesting quote because they played the Packers last week, and Aaron Rodgers came out and said, I'm glad we played Cam Newton early in the season because I would hate to play this guy once he figured everything out.
Right.
I thought that was a very
He's just going to get better.
Oh, yeah.
He's just going to get better.
He's just going to get better.
I mean, look
better.
At all the quarterbacks that have come in the league. And, you know, they were talking about this last night. You know, who was it that was in the league for Aaron Rodgers in the league for, what, 3 or 4 years behind Favre?
Right.
And now he's what he is today.
Right.
And then you got Mark Sanchez his second or third year in the league,
right.
And he's playing, and we still call him kid because he's a kid.
Still young,
you know?
Right.
He's young. He's still learning the game,
right.
You know? He's doing good, you know, but he's still a kid, just the same as Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Newton is just a baby in the league.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
I can't even imagine him. Imagine him 4 or 5 years from now.
Can you imagine if he had to sit behind someone and really figure
right,
this out?
Right, and get to learn and watch from
and get he's still developing too. You
right.
know, he's still growing, he's still getting stronger.
Oh yeah.
And plus on the NFL level of working out and understanding the game.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, watch out. He's definitely gonna be the future of our NFL. So I mean
yeah, yeah. You know, and he'll do some good things. He'll go to Super Bowl and the team
oh, I'm
will
sure.
rise and
I'm sure.
he'll become the face of the NFL. He'll
oh, yeah.
become that guy.
Just kinda how he was in the NCAA. I definitely see that translating
yeah.
over.
Endorsements and everything.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He will. You know, like Peyton Manning and his brother Eli.
Right.
Do you really think Eli is good as they say he is?
Yes.
Really?
I do. I think I kind of know where you're going with it, too. A lot of it due to him being Peyton Manning's brother.
Well.
But I do think he's as good as they say he is.
No, where I'm going with it is, how did Archie have two sons so successful on elite level? What did he do?
Right. To not just have one.
Now, I'm sure money helped, and I'm sure people that he knew, his connections helped.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure there were a lot of summer camps and whatnot.
Right, additional help that those kids had access to.
Right, right. But there had to be something else that went on as far as academically or just motivationally.
Had to be.
To get them to develop that passion.
Right.
To develop their skills to the level that there are now.
I agree.
I mean, it's tough enough getting one kid there,
let alone.
But how do you get two?
Two. What's the age difference between them? I'm curious.
I don't know.
I know Peyton's obviously older, but I wonder.
And they've got another brother that I think he's in business or something.
Right,
like that.
Right.
Yeah,
I think there's three
yeah.
of them.
Well, even the Sharps, Shannon and Sterling Sharp,
oh, yeah.
the brothers, they both made it.
Right.
And they were raised by their grandma.
Hmm.
So what was her secret? You know, is it a secret or is it something that today society tells us we can't do? Because I'm sure Grandma had a switch.
Yeah, I'm sure she did.
I'm sure both of them boys went out and picked their own switch many a times and don't bring back a little one.
I know,
you
right?
Know what I'm saying?
Yep. I've heard that before.
So, you know, I'm excited. I can't wait to get into these shows, you know, where we're gonna ask these questions and we're gonna find these answers
that, yeah, I know people are dying, or not just people, but parents out there are dying to know the
and even young players, you know, to what did it take for this pro player to develop his passion for the sport? What did he do to get ready for the sport? What is it like being on that level, you know?
Right.
Is it, you know, got the music again? Goes by so fast. Well, I tell you what, we're going to talk some more about that. We're going to talk more about what it takes, and maybe we'll get someone to call in.
We'll touch on the NBA, too, and also the lockout, and kind of what's going on with that. Call us up, guys. It's 888-346-9144. All righty, we'll catch back with you guys in a couple seconds.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get your friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Revolution has begun with Jim and Trav.
Listen this week as Randall Eaton, Shannon Young, Josh Clemming, and Joe Hosmer tell us why it's important to get our kids in the outdoors. Plus, Cat Daddy will have some catfishing tips, and Nick Rhodes has a new twist on wildlife management you'll want to hear. This is sponsored by Ram Trucks at RamTrucks.com. Wednesdays at 1 Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. I'm Jim Ferguson. I'll see you on the trail.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, we're back here on Planet Gridiron Sports, Voice America Sports.com, the leader in internet radio. We're turning to NBA, the NBA and the lockout and what's happening in the NBA or not happening in the NBA. But, Mike, we've got Ray. Ray Ellis came in to join us for this segment. This is our last segment. What do you feel about the lockout? And, Ray, what do you feel about the lockout and what the actual deal is, the offer, and why not? We got to turn his headset. Turn his headset up there.
Right here.
Nope, want to turn it down. Well, you know, what's interesting is I don't have all the facts. Let me just say that. So I'm obviously speaking from a fan's perspective as opposed to one.
No, but as a pro player, you play professional sports.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. But I'm speaking from a fan's perspective, and still, even though I played, I'm just a fan of basketball. And I know some of the same issues that they're faced with, we're faced with. And you're at the table this time, and you have to get it right this time for a long period of
get
time.
Get it right. Get it right about what? You were hired to play professional basketball for X amount of dollars. Why are you worried about what I'm getting at the gate?
Because it's a business of which we have a relationship in as a partner that we share in a percentage of the revenues.
And so, that was the first mistake of the owners, sharing.
No, I don't think that. I think it's a business model that it's been proven, with the exception of professional sports. There's very few other industries out there that have billion-dollar assets and have been able to sustain them throughout the the greatest depressions of our generations, and they still sustain their models, and everybody still has a nice asset and making a lot of money.
Profit sharing.
Well, no, I'm not saying profit sharing. What I'm saying is a partnership. Profit sharing is something different than the way these things are structured.
Okay.
These are partners that are sharing in revenue.
All right. So now let's say the NBA and the players don't come to an agreement. So the NBA, the owners say, okay, we're going to go out and we're going to hire basketball players. We're going to take guys out of college. We're going to take guys that maybe on these European teams, and we're going to replenish our teams with all new guys. And all you guys that played, you're out. Is that a possibility?
No,
would that be the right thing to do?
It certainly wouldn't be the right thing to do, and it's certainly not the thing that they're going to do, because we've already proven that the best basketball in the world is played here in the United States of America. After all, the best basketball players in the world, even if they are outside of this country, they want to come to the United States to play in the National Basketball Association.
Okay, so they do that. The owners say, you know what, we're going to fire up again, and we're going to hire all non-union players.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Now, my question is, do you think that some of the players will jump ship and go play?
Well, it's not going to happen, for one. You know, it did happen before in the National Football League, where they tried to replace the players, the NFL players, with scabs. And it did not work. That's not what the people want. The people
there were quite a few scabs that stayed on.
There were
played
some,
many years.
There were some scabs that played on. But the bottom line, the reason why the people who stayed on were able to maintain the status of a National Football League player, because there were some good players that happened to be playing in the USFL that was now defunct. And now they got an opportunity to come and play in the NFL. The only reason why they went to the USFL was because of revenue. They wanted more money. And so in an open market, free enterprise, sell your skills to the highest bidder, that's what they're looking for, the opportunity
exactly,
to do.
Exactly. So I sign you for $100 million in 5-year deal, and that's what I pay you. Now, you're asking me for a cut of the hot dog sales. You're asking me for a cut of the seat sales and the beer sales.
It's always been that. It hasn't changed. That is their business model.
But I think that business model became a snake with two heads.
No. What it is, again, they're not trying to change the business model. What they're trying to do is they're asking for, in terms of the percentages, they're asking for a difference in terms of what was agreed upon.
What was the old percentage?
I think the old percentage may have been somewhere in the neighborhood of about between 47 and 52. I'm not sure who was getting what, but I don't have the information in front of me.
And now the offer on the table is, what is it, 50-50 now?
Somewhere.
Yeah, they're trying to get a 50-50 split.
The owners are, or the players?
The owners want the 50-50.
And the players want 51?
51, 52.
Yeah, more than 50.
That's what they wanted,
what the players wanted,
to lean their way.
Right. Yeah.
Right. See, and again, what happens is the players are only getting a piece of the revenues. The players are not getting any equity. The teams have become billion-dollar assets. Now, maybe not basketball. Maybe they're half a billion-dollar assets. But they were only before hundreds of thousands of dollars of assets. Now they've moved up into multi-millions of dollars, almost big. Players don't share in that. They just share in revenues. And so that's
why. Well, first off, they're getting paid, number one, big money to play basketball. If a union is going to form for the player, I would say their biggest argument would be, look, you guys, as owners, we want you guys to put money in a pool to help out the market in Oklahoma City. Help out the market in these smaller places so
Oklahoma
that our
City
brother...
Oklahoma City is not... I don't think they're suffering at all. After all, last year, Oklahoma City had one of the best basketball teams in the league.
My
the
point
Lakers
is,
better watch
in the,
out
small,
for them.
In the right, smaller right, right. markets, what I'm saying is, you know, when a bigger team, Lakers, can afford to have big guys and big money on their team, and then some of these other markets that can't afford to have the big guys, spread the money out so that my brother can get a job.
Well, the owner... Okay, again, that's on the owners. The owners have to be the one to decide to share their revenues. The owners don't necessarily, their motto isn't exactly
but
like
I
football.
Think that is that's more fair than asking for part of the revenue.
No. What the owners have to do, the owners have to decide amongst each other. See, they're kind of greedy. The owners are greedy because the guy in L.A. and the guy in New York doesn't necessarily want to share equally with the guy in Oklahoma City. But the guy in Oklahoma City and the guy in New York can't live without each other. So whatever percentage of revenues we get...
That's where the players come in and say, hey, listen, you need to share, else we're not going to play. Okay, we'll share.
No.
That's fair.
The players want to make sure they got their money, and they're going to make sure that they distribute their money the way they should distribute it. What the owners do with their money, the players don't really have a lot to say with what the owners do after it's been negotiated. If we've given you your 50% or your 47%, whatever we give you, if you don't do enough to sustain your partner who is in a smaller market, that's your problem. That's not our problem.
Mm-hmm.
We've negotiated how we want to make sure that our players get paid, that their contracts are guaranteed, the amount of money they get paid. We've negotiated that for our players. We can't negotiate for you, too. You've got to come up with a sustainable model that's going to sustain your business going forward.
Yeah, but you're talking about other players. You're talking about other guys that want to play. Your buddy that sat next to you on the bench that got cut, but he's got an opportunity to play in another market, but he's not getting paid what he's worth, and he may not be able to play for very long because...
If you're talking about a salary cap issue or something of that...
No, it's not a salary cap issue. It's just the fact the team doesn't have the money because they're not in that market.
No, they have the money. The money is there. The problem is not that they don't have money. The problem is that they're not willing to share the money.
Why should they share?
Because they're partners.
How are they partners?
The teams are partners. All of those guys are
partners. The teams are partners. Are the players partners?
Oh, yeah, as a union, we are.
Partners with?
The union membership.
You're partners with the union.
All of us represent one, whether it's the NBA or the NBA, NFL, or Major League Baseball.
Uh-huh.
We're one.
Mm-hmm.
We have one locker room. We're one. We speak for each other. One voice. One team, one voice.
And so this, where there's one percentage point off and they lose $145 million. How much has been lost?
Man, you're talking about 1% is $145 million a year. Over 10 years, that's $1.5 billion. That's a lot of money.
What about the guys that are playing now? I mean, you're talking 10 years
you
from now.
You can't win this argument. Huh? They're negotiating. They're negotiating.
I knew this was
going to
be good.
You can't win this.
All right, guys. I think that's it for today. All right, we'll catch you next week. Don't forget, 1 o'clock Arizona time, 12 o'clock the same for all the other states. Actually, 12 o'clock in California. And
12 Pacific, there you go.
12 Pacific.
There you go.
Call us in next week. It's 888-346-9144 on Voice of America, the leader in internet radio. Have a great day out there, guys. See you next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.